We have discussed in previous lecture the printing of the Rambam over the years, starting in Reishman 1480 until Shin Lamed Aleph 1574. Parallel to this printing of the Rambam, they've also printed so many times the Arbot Turim, written by Rabbi Yaakov, the son of Reb Osher the Rosh. He was about 150 years after the Rambam. And he gathered not only the Rambam's Sokim, but also other opinions of other Peskim in the next 150 years. And then he came up with his decision, what is the psak in every halacha. He divided it to four parts, which is called Arbor Tur. It was also published in the year of Reishmen in 1480 in Wadi al-Hajara in Spain. As we know, and we already discussed, that several years later, the Jewish nation was expelled of Spain and their Sforim taken away. We have one page of that edition taken out from a binding of Sforim that was published in that era, a little later. After the expulsion of Jews from Spain, Jewish people were still living in Portugal. Adjacent to Spain, they had opened then there a print house and printed the tour again. We have several pages of that print. It was published in Reish Nun Hei in 1495. That didn't hold for a long time, because 2 years later, in Reish Nun Zayin, in the year of 1497, they expelled Jews from Portugal too. Some of the Yidden that was expelled from Spain and Portugal settled in Turkey in Constantinople, Kushte. They opened there a print house too, and they've published there their Turim again. We have several pages of that edition too. Some people, part of those that was expelled from Spain and Portugal, settled in Morocco, mainly in Fez. They opened there a print house too. They have printed the Turim there too. We have several pages of that edition too. That was published in Reish Pei, 1520. Some people of those that were expelled of Spain and Portugal settled in Poland, mainly in Krakow. They opened there a print house too. They published there the Turim too. We have several pages of that Turim also. That was published in Reish Tzadik Tes in 1539. 1 year later, in the year of Shin, the year of 1540, they opened a print house in Germany too, in Augsburg. And they printed the Turim again. And that was a special edition because it was proofread and added some comments. A commentary on the tour, a short one, by Reb Avrom of Prague. We have that Turim too. But the main edition of the Turim was published in the year of Shin Yud in Venice. It was Rabbi Yosef Karo that wrote a commentary on the Turim called Bet Yosef. Wasn't only a commentary. Yes, he is explaining each paragraph of the Turim and explaining, bringing the sources for each part of the Turim. But then he's bringing from many other poskim that lived between the period of Turim and between the period of the Beis Yosef, or even some Sforim that was written before the period of the Turim. Everything he includes in the Beis Yosef, the commentary on the Turim. According to that, he built later the whole Shulchan Aruch with the final psak on each aloche, gathered from the Turim and from the Rambam and from the Rif that we've discussed in a previous lecture and from many others. He lived in Sfas in Israel, but he sent it to print in Venice because there was a large print house for printing Hebrew books. We already discussed that there, in that year of Shin Yud, in 1550, there was two printer houses in Venice, by Bragadin and by Justinian. He sent his Pirush of Bet Yosef to the Justinian print house, who printed the Turim with the Pirush of Bet Yosef. Since then, until today, all the prints of the Turim are printed together with the Pirush of the Beis Yosef on the margin. Yes, there were added in later years other commentaries too, like the Bach, the Prische, Drische, and the Archimeshe, and the Gros Rachal, as we will discuss in Mirza Hashem in the next lecture.